Welcome to this podcast about Point Retreat and Admiralty Island in Alaska. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Point Retreat is a headland with a historic lighthouse on the Mansfield Peninsula at the northern tip of Admiralty Island, between Lynn Canal to the west and Saginaw Channel of Stevens Passage to the east, about 60 miles south-southeast of Haines and 20 miles northwest of Juneau, Alaska. The point was named in 1794 by Lieutenant Joseph Whidbey during the Vancouver Expedition after he was forced to seek safety from a hostile group of Tlingit. Mansfield Peninsula was named in 1893 for Henry B. Mansfield, who commanded the U.S. Coast and Geodetic Survey steamer Carlisle P. Patterson during hydrographic surveys in southeast Alaska from 1889 to 1891. The bedrock-forming Point Retreat represents the retreat group of the Gambier Bay Formation in the Alexander Terrane. The formation consists of sedimentary and volcanic rocks that developed from the Ordovician to Triassic periods, about 480 million to 200 million years ago, and were regionally metamorphosed to slate, phyllite, greenschist, schist, gneiss, and marble. The retreat group is inferred to be Devonian in age, about 420 million to 360 million years ago, based on correlation with fossils found in marble in the Gambier Bay Formation. Mansfield Peninsula is part of the traditional territory of the Tlingit Akukwan, also known as the Ok tribe, one of the 13 geographical subdivisions of the Tlingit people in southeast Alaska. The first written report of the Ok tribe was made in 1794 when members of Vancouver's expedition observed smoke from campfires in Ok Bay. In 1804, Alexander Baranov visited the Ok on his journey to re-establish the Russian settlement at Sitka after it had been destroyed in 1802 by Tlingit warriors led by Scout Lelt and Kotlian of the KX Kwan. In 1806, in defense of their territory and probably as a result of kinship and alliances with Angoon clans, the Ok participated in planning another attack on the Russian colony at Sitka, but it was never carried out. In 1835, the Russian Orthodox priest Ivan P. Veniaminov wrote about the Tlingit tribes and specifically mentioned the Ok. At the time of the Alaska Purchase in 1867, the Ok tribe retained exclusive use and occupancy of their territory. Russian, American, and English ships traveled regularly through the Ok region on trading expeditions, but the Ok maintained control until the discovery of gold in 1880 brought large numbers of miners and extensive development. In 1880, a census conducted by Ivan Petrov recorded 640 Ok people living in five villages, two on the northern part of Admiralty Island, one on Douglas Island, and two on the mainland at present-day Ok Bay and Juneau. A light station is located at Point Retreat to mark an important intersection for vessels traveling through the Inside Passage. In 1901, a lighthouse reserve of 1,505 acres was set aside by an executive order from President William McKinley. The first Point Retreat lighthouse was a hexagonal wooden tower, only 6 feet tall, with a hexagonal lantern room that was first lit in 1904. In 1917, the lighthouse was removed and downgraded to a minor light until 1924, when a new combination lighthouse and fog signal was built. The lantern was removed in the 1950s and a solar-powered lens was installed on a post attached to the tower. In 1973, the light was again unmanned and downgraded. In 1997, the Alaska Lighthouse Association, a nonprofit organization, leased the buildings from the U.S. Coast Guard and became the station owners in 2002. The station includes a lighthouse, oil house, keeper's residence, boathouse, dock, water tank, fuel storage platform, helicopter platform, and a tramway. In 2002, all the structures at Point Retreat were repainted, and Seidelhuber Iron and Bronze Works of Seattle was contracted to build a steel replica of the lantern room using architectural drawings found in the National Archives. The new lantern was installed atop the lighthouse in 2004 to mark the station's centennial. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.